machinery and chemical.
Yeah.
Mechanical. We did for them all mechanically and chemical now. We don't use no. Why, we farm 3,000 acres for five folks now. Hell, we don't ever have many over. Well, sometimes we have to draw up a couple extra to handle cotton seed or bean seed when we're planting.
Yeah. This a water bottle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use that to carry water in, so to mix a drink if I'm going.
Did you ever, when you ever worked out in the field, would they bring water to you out in the field?
Oh, yeah. I've been the water boy, and I've had water boy, yeah. I've been the water boy. Growing all the way up, that's one of the things. I remember me and my brother had us a steer one time, trained to ride just like a horse.
Yeah, a steer is a cow
that's been worked on.
Yeah.
And we'd ride him out in the field and carry water to the, and now that was when we was all working home folks and had sharecroppers on the farm. And my daddy always had a crop of our own, and we worked it and hired the sharecroppers to make day hands out of them.
Yeah.
And then chop, pick, and plow.
What would you carry it out in?
Just open buckets and dippers.
Yeah.
Now then, in the later years, when we was picking cotton by, say, I've had eyes 250 to 500 hands in the, I've had eyes 500 in one time. We carried it out and we had, well, it's back in the days of ice in, you know, we put ice in it. We carried it out in wood barrels.
Yeah.
Same thing as whiskey barrels. I can show you some of them right now, but we had never used them for water barrels. But we carried out there, and then we had us a couple of boys or girls try to pick the least ones out that could handle a bucket of water, and they'd gather the field and see water, because didn't nobody stop, you know, to come get a drink. If you done that, you'd have all of them up at one time.
Uh-huh.
And it'd take them 15 or 20 minutes to get a drink of water, and they'd do that 10 times a day, and you'd lose 2 or 3 hours or more. So we had it figured out. And the way I used my bathroom, when I was working labor, I always had a bathroom on slides. And as we moved across the field,
it wasn't an indoor toilet.
It was just an outside toilet, you know, just like you always.
They called them
privies.
Privies, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and you had it on slides?
Yeah, I think got it. One.
Damn right, you had it all figured out, didn't you? Cut labor.
Well, I mean, you had to cut costs. You still got to cut costs if you stay in the business.
Yeah. But now, would they ever, when they brought some out to you in a stone jug, what would it have in the top of it? Would they have something, stick something in the top?
Oh, well, now, like when we was kids, and, you know, it always, daddy would have maybe a lot of time, 15 or 20 acres around the house, and we pretty well worked ourselves. Now, we'd carry stone jugs out of the well, open well out of the lot, or we had a well house. I remember in some cases, in some places, in most places. And he kept butter and buttermilk and stuff like that in there, and we'd carry jugs of these type out there and milk, or our particular water. But now, a lot of time we drank out of the open bucket too, but we never did drink behind the hill. None of us ever was allowed to do that.
Yeah.
We had our own water.